Hillary Nadidius, welcome into the program. The third ever Tournament of Sevens Championship Tournament Contest. Very exciting. If you've played with us before, if you heard this before, what happens here is that people call in and you could you find out if Garen tweets out the phone number of when it's time to call. And then when it is time to call, you call in and you hope that you get in through the line. And then you get to pick who you want to play with and what category. And sometimes it can be down to just one remaining player and you're forced to play with somebody like somebody was forced to play with Matt once. And
maybe. I'm a little taken aback at why people don't want to play with me. I feel like I'm good at this game.
Are good at this game, yeah. But you're not pleasant when you lose.
That's true.
That's what it comes down to.
I'm very competitive, I'll cop to that. That's totally true.
And by the way, you could say that same sentence across out when you lose.
Oh, well, maybe that's the problem.
You're not pleasant, and I think that's the feedback that we're getting from the listeners. And so they'd rather pick Mushmouth over.
Yeah. He's a fan favorite for sure.
Oh, there's no question. They're going to their fan favorite, Garen Kikril.
He's like a teddy bear. They want to cuddle up, snuggle in under the sheets with him.
Right. They feel badly for him.
Yeah.
Right. Nothing that a little hug under the sheets can't solve.
I guess.
What do you mean you guess? You like hugs under the sheet, don't you? Shalimar sang about Dancing in the Sheets.
Oh, that's fun, too.
Dancing in the Sheets. All right, Garen, release the tweet. Garen Cockrell and I was tweeting out that it's time to call. We will take these calls in order. And again, you get to decide who you want to play with and what category. And then if you go on, if you're one of the two players that have the most points after the first round, you go on to the second round. And then if you have the most points at the end of that round, you go on to the bonus round where you then have to beat your own score. Is that what we settled on? Here we go. The first call is in. Let's take this call, please, Matt. Hello?
Hey, this is Clint.
Hang on, Clint.
Hold on. We got to clear the lines here.
Clear the lines! How you doing, Clint?
Good, Jimmy. How are you?
Good, Clint. Are you calling from Texas, Clint?
Yes, sir. From Tyler, Texas.
This is from Tyler, Texas. This is Clint Carroll, I want to say.
Oh.
You and I were guests on his Hulk Hogan podcast.
Yeah, I know, Clint.
And Clint, what's your partner's name on that podcast?
Jacob.
Jacob and Clint. Now, if you want to know two guys rattle on and on about Hulk Hogan, this is the podcast for you.
Yep. And you can hear us rattle along with them on one episode. Is that still available? Is that still out in the world?
It'll always be available.
Okay.
All right. And this is the kind of magic and excitement you can get when you listen to Clint on his podcast. I just saw Clint at the Tower Comedy Festival in Paris, Texas. Now, Clint was not on my show, but Clint was doing stand-up comedy on another show, and the feedback from people at the festival, it did a great job, Clint. That's what I heard.
Awesome. Thank you.
How'd you feel your sets went?
I thought I went pretty good. I was a little nervous. I hadn't got to go up in about 2 months before that, so I was afraid I would forget the jokes, but it went pretty well.
Oh, my goodness. You were allowed to be part of a comedy festival, and you hadn't done comedy in 60 days?
Something like that.
Sounds like a shady festival.
Well, they booked you as a headliner.
I have to drive at least a few hours to do stand-up, so I don't always get to do it very often.
Boy, well, we're looking forward. There's chatter of me coming back to Tyler, Clint, and if that happens, I'll put you on the show. I can't confirm that.
Awesome.
I can't confirm it.
Well, I'll still ask. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so Clint, here's what happens now. Now, refresh your memory, Clint. You're married?
I am married, yes, sir.
And did I meet your wife? Is that something that's happened?
You have not met my wife.
No, all right. That's smart. Keep her away, right? You don't want to run away with her, with your hero.
That's right.
That's right. Clint confirms.
Also sounds like maybe she has no interest in you performing. She doesn't want to see you do stand-up. She doesn't want to see you live, Never Not Funny. These are things Clint has done without his wife.
Oh, that's a good point. So is it safe to say your wife is not a fan of Never Not Funny or Jimmy Pardo as a standing-up comedian?
I think it's safe to say she's not a fan of me.
Oh,
and so
good call.
So she is just keeping her distance.
All right, appreciates the time that you're away.
Exactly.
All right, now Clint, what happens now, Tournament of Seven style, is first and foremost, before we start the game, let's hit the theme song, please, Elliot.
That's not how the song starts.
Or start.
Turn tournament of seven.
Yeah, we need somebody needs to make a tournament of seven song.
We might have to put in a call to Mike Henry on that, because we have a lot of talented fans, but I want to keep it in house for this.
All right,
I like his style.
Then email him.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe a different Bryan Adams song
that has the word heaven that he could rhyme sevens with.
I just want to keep it in the Bryan Adams.
Because it cuts like a seven. It's a one-night seven affair.
What are the others? Whatever his other songs is, the one from the Three Musketeers.
Let's make a night to play sevens.
What?
Your face is like, this is the best thing that's ever been said.
And literally no one knows what you're talking about.
Let's make a night to remember. Let's make a night.
All right, I'm going to go, guys.
Good call, Clint.
Smart. All right, Clint, pick who do you want to play with in what category, sir?
Oh, okay. I know I want to do movies.
Okay, that's not, that could be anybody but me.
What?
Can I go movies with Matt?
Okay.
Matt, now that was funny because before we got on there, Matt seems to always be last chosen. But this time, first chosen, movies with Matt.
Yeah, my whining paid off. People, the ether heard me. All right, we're going to do movies. Here, it's loading up now.
All right, here we go.
What's your relationship to movies, Clint? I know you do that Hulk Hogan podcast. What else do you know about movies? Like, I just want to know what kind of clues I should be giving you.
I'm a big movie guy. I'm big on directors and that kind of thing, so I might be able to get director clues.
Okay, got it. And you know all the major genres. You know about comedies and action.
For the most part, yes, sir.
Okay. Here we go. Wait, I should put my glasses on for this because I want to do well. And
that's a good point.
What do we call these? Nordlings? Nordlings.
No, these are the Maddows.
Oh, yeah. Are they Maddow or are they? No, Nicole Wallace.
Oh, okay. Wallace. Here we go. Head in the game. Clint, come on.
I'm ready.
Oh, this was a Shyamalan movie where the on the side of the screen.
Yep. Sixth Sense.
Okay, this is Sharon Stone opens her legs.
Basic Instinct.
Yep. This is the TV. They go into the television. It's a horror movie from the 80s for kids. I think Spielberg produced it. Next.
Poltergeist.
He swings from a web. He's a superhero.
Spider-Man.
Yep. She's a Disney princess. She wears a blue dress and she's got three
Cinderella.
Evils. Yep. Not kids, but the adults, what you call them, with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock.
Grown-ups.
Yep. And not small, but
big.
Yeah.
That's a good show. I'm going to guess 22.
15.
15. To go, Clint.
That's pretty. You know what? 15 is good because I'm looking at last time we did Tournament of Sevens. I think 15 was the high score in the first round.
Okay.
With Ezra. So that could get you into the finals, Clint. I'm feeling good about that. Nice work.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Clint, if you make the next round, we will call you back. Clint Carroll, everybody. Listen to his podcast called The Hulk Hogan Mishmash, whatever it's called.
Close enough.
What's it called, Clint?
What you gonna do? The Hulk Hogan movie podcast.
What you gonna do? The Hulk Hogan movie podcast, and they do more than one episode. So
what you gonna do?
Check that. All right, thank you, Clint. Stand by.
Thanks, Clint.
All right, now we wait for somebody else to call it.
I got to turn the do not disturb off. I'm sure there's more calls rolling in.
All right. Hulk Hogan mishmash.
I don't know what it's called.
I love it.
I don't know what it's called.
I think we said. Oh, here comes another call.
We got a call coming in right now.
Hold on, multiple. Things again. As soon as you open it, three come in.
Of course, it's very exciting. People are excited.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Elizabeth from Kansas City.
Hi, Elizabeth from Kansas City, Kansas. Right, our president just raved about you guys. Are you in Missouri or Kansas?
Missouri.
Now, to be fair to our president, who does a lot of dumb things, there is a Kansas City, Kansas. It's literally a block away from Kansas City, Missouri, correct?
It's directly across state lines, so yes.
Right. So, I mean, while he's dumb, that's not the dumbest thing he's ever said. Is that safe to say?
No, it's not even in the ballpark of dumb things he said.
I will agree with you, Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth, do you go by a nickname of Liz or Beth or Betty?
Nope.
Sorry to bother you, Elizabeth. I didn't mean to piss you off there. What did you do today? Are you at work? What is it? 4:50 there?
I'm just about to get off work.
What do you do, Elizabeth? You comfortable saying?
I work at a university.
University of Kansas?
No, I went to the University of Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, but I work at the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
You know, we usually hang up on people, but we're a little tight on time today because I've got to go to a doctor's appointment. That'll shock nobody.
But what did you say, Chuck Bobuck?
I know. I really want to hang up on her. Jesus Christ, that was horrible. What did you say?
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Jesus Christ. We can hang up on her, right?
No.
Damn it!
You know that we get like 3 women out of every 1,000 male calls.
If you were a dude, you'd be gone by now.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Right?
Yeah, understandable.
All right, and what do you do there? So what college do you work at? University of Missouri, Kansas City. All right, U of MKC. And do you have any catchphrase for them?
They might have one. I don't know. We're the Kangaroos.
Are you the Kangaroos? The U of MKC Roos?
Yep.
And what is your mascot? Is a little kangaroo with boxing gloves?
Yeah, I think he is kind of pugilistic. I don't know if he's wearing gloves, but yeah, it's a little kangaroo.
I like what a great name for a college, the Kangaroos.
I love that she said pugilistic. That's fantastic too.
Well, listen, Yasiel Puig is yet to sign with the Major League Baseball team, and so I know what you're getting at. Elizabeth, are you married?
Yes, sir.
And what's your husband's name or wife's name? Whatever you're doing.
Husband, his name's Patrick.
Patrick and Elizabeth. Where'd you guys meet? Commonname.com?
Actually, we met in a Quick Trip.
You met at a convenience store? At a gas station convenience store?
Yep.
All right, you're at the QT, you're waiting in line, you see Patrick, you go, hey, that guy's buying a donut, he's buying an eclair, and I'm buying a round donut, let's put those together? That'd be
Well, he was the assistant manager, so he sold me stuff.
Jesus Christ, you fell in love with a guy pumping gasoline? That's very.
He wasn't pumping gas. He was in the store.
I understand that, but I was going to say it reminds me of my teenage years when I worked at the gas station. A lot of fond memories of that, of picking up young ladies. So I get it. I love it. All right. You got any kids, Liz? I know you don't go by Liz, but
I have three. That's okay. I have 3 sons.
And how old are the kids?
25, 24, and 19.
20. You sound like you're 25 years old yourself.
Crazy.
Doesn't she?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You sound like, you got a young voice, Liz. Keep talking. Let me hear more.
Well, what the hell?
Yeah, keep talking, young. All right, now, Elizabeth, have you ever played sevens with us before? Do you know the game, at least?
I do know the game. I'm a Players Club member and everything, but I've never played with you.
All right, now, here's the thing, Elizabeth. Matt is already out. Somebody's already taken Matt as their partner. So you have a choice to play with me, Elliot, or Garen, and then you also get to pick the category. So what category do you think you like, and who would you like to play it with?
This is my dream, to play 80s music with Daddy
my
himself.
Pleasure. All right. what if it would have... No, she said Daddy himself, of course. Let's acknowledge the nice things that she said. But how great would it have been had she said, with Garrett? All right, Elizabeth, here we go. We're going to play 80s music. If you are, if you and I have one of the top 2 scores after this first round, we will call you back.
Okay.
And for the next round. So don't leave your cubicle just yet.
Okay.
Or office. Do you have an office or a cubicle?
It's more of a cubicle.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? You get to the big university, you'll get an office. Right? Right? The kangaroo. Yeah. You get in that pouch, you hop over to another college, you'll be fine. All right. Here we go. We're playing 80s music.
Okay.
Here we go. I got to find it. And I've got the. Okay. Let me turn up this volume. Here we go. Starting. Here we go. 3, 2. Here it comes, Elizabeth. Get ready.
Ready.
Only in My Dream. She was not Tiffany, but?
Debbie Gibson.
Yes. Lionel Richie wrote this with Michael Jackson. It was the American version of Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, We Are the World.
Yes. Bryan Adams' big hit about a year and a time of season.
Summer of 69.
Yes. Annie Lennox Band with...
Eurythmics.
Yes. Colin Hayes Band. Who Could It Be Now?
Men at Work.
Yes. The Divine Miss M. Her name.
Bette Midler.
Yes. She is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it infuriates me. Hell is for Children.
Pat Benatar.
Yes.
Oh, that felt good. That felt I'm going to really say good. 22.
21.
Wow.
21.
That's going to be hard to beat.
All right. So, all right. I'm going to say it now. Stay close to the phone.
Yeah, there's no
Elizabeth.
Way. No one's going to top that.
I think that you got a good chance of making the next round, and it was a fine showing. And I wish you a lot of luck here today on Sevens.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
All right. See you, Elizabeth. Hang on. All right. Stay close. She knows what to do.
Uh-huh.
She gets it.
I feel stupid because when I was playing with Clint after, I always have to write the phone numbers down to in case we need to call them back, and I didn't get his number, so I emailed him to say, hey, can you send me your number? I needn't have sent him that email. He's not going to be playing in the finals.
Oh, well, you don't know that. These two guys could crap the bet.
We could totally crap the bet.
History shows. It's quite likely.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Remember, 15 was the high last time.
Right. Oh, so the two finalists go play again.
The two highest. Okay. Yeah. 100%. So you're still in it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You're still in it. No 100%. Question about it.
All right. Aaron and I have a hill to climb.
Absolutely.
That was a great showing.
That was great. Yeah. And you know what? We Are the World should have got quicker, but I spent a lot of time on that clue.
On Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
All right, here we go. Phone call now. Hello. This is Jimmy. Who's this? Whoops. Hang on. Hold on. Who's over there? Stop talking.
Okay. God, I can't. It's like whack-a-mole. I can't stop. I'm fast enough. Stop. How do I turn it off?
I don't know. You're there.
I can't. I'm not on the right page.
Go to the right page.
Dear God. Dear God, do not disturb. Okay.
Hello. We got it now.
Hello?
Oh, still no. Still, hey, there, please. Continue holding on, sir. Or ma'am. I don't know who's talking. Hello?
Hello?
Sir. Hi.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
My name is Len, L-E-N.
Okay, L-E-N. This is Len. And Len, are you calling us from a tin can?
No, I am not. I'm using my wonderful Raycon earbuds.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
You and Martha Stewart. Love it.
Len's got the Raycons. Now, did you take advantage of that by going to buyraycon.com/Pardo?
I did indeed.
Boy, I love my Raycons. I love them. I got one for the road and one for at home. I love my Raycon headphones more than any other headphones. You like them, Len?
They're beautiful. They fit right in my pocket. I love them.
What did you get? Did you get a color, or did you just go with the black?
The titanium blue.
I got the blue as well. So did you get the 25s or the 50s?
I went 25s.
Those are my road ones. I got the blue 25s for the road and the 50s for the at home, or vice versa. Which ones do I have?
I don't know.
What do you have?
I have the 25s.
Oh, I got the 50s. 50s for the road, 25 for at home.
Yeah, I think that's right. I have the 25, yeah.
Yeah, boy, I love them. And Len, where are you calling us from, sir?
I'm calling from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Vancouver, Canada. Right? He's up. He's north of the border there. He's listening to Rush. He's listening to Triumph. He's listening to Ann Murray. what's the weather like today in Vancouver?
Today is a beautiful sunny day, lightly balmy, but nowhere near as nice as California, I'm sure.
Give us an estimate on the temperature, if you would, sir.
I'm going to tell you it's 72 and sunny here.
Well, I was trying to do a conversion to Fahrenheit in my head. It's about like 14 Celsius, 14 Canadian.
Okay, so what does that mean?
That's about 65 degrees, maybe.
What do you do? What do you triple that up and then add 4 or something? How does that work?
It's not a linear.
There is something that is helpful. If you triple it plus 7 or some bullshit.
Well, 40 is very hot.
57 degrees, according to my Google.
What is it?
57, okay.
57.
All right, so if it's 14 Celsius, what's 14 times 3? 45?
Roughly. 42
plus 7 would be 42. 50. And what did you say it was?
53.
57.
So that, all right, so it's not that.
Well, I got 47 on my Google search.
For what?
Are you calling Len a liar?
He's there.
Len's there. Why are you?
I'm just saying, because would make your thing correct.
Oh, I see. Yeah, see, Garen gets it. Garen gets it in a way that nobody else can.
Well, look up what's the equation for conversion. That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
Multiply by 2, add 30.
Oh, so it's add 30. See, there it is. So
multiply by 2 and add
28 30. Plus 30 would be 58, so it's right in that ballpark. Got there we go. All right, thank you, Len. Thank you for your help. Len, are you ever down
here? Have a good day, guys.
All right, talk to you soon, buddy.
Wait, but what if I... Hold on, I'm not done with Len, because what if you want to go the other way? What if you have Fahrenheit you want to convert to Celsius?
So subtract 30 and divide by 2.
Subtract...
I mean, just
20
subtract,
or 30?
30. Subtract 30.
Divide by 2.
I see what you're doing. You're doing the opposite of what he did in the other direction. That makes sense.
Seems to help out.
Somehow I thought that wasn't possible, but now I get it.
Len was very helpful. Len, you ever get down here to the... you ever think about moving down here and interning on a podcast?
Yeah, nope. But careful. I really like Garen. So.
Okay, well, you know what, Garen, your job is safe.
Thank you.
All right, now, Len, here's where we're at.
Speaking of liking Garen.
Two people are already chosen. Matt and myself have been chosen. Elliot and Garen are still available to choose as a playing partner. Have you played Sevens before with us, Len?
Not with you, no.
But you know how the game is played, right?
I do indeed.
Yeah. All right, so you need to pick a category and a partner. And again, Elliot and Garen are still available, and all categories, of course, available. So what would you like to do, sir?
I'd like to pick Garen with movies, award winners, I guess.
Garen with award winning movies.
Movies award winner.
I like that. Specific. Yeah. He knows what he wants. And he goes for it.
It is topical, yeah.
It is topical against Garen Cockrell.
Okay.
Here it comes, guys. Now, this is Garen, put your sound up so we can hear it.
Hold on, let me make a quick... You know,
I'm like kind of like literally shaking.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Len.
Oh, Len.
I had to warn you.
There's no pressure.
We're good. Or take a breath, deep breath.
Or put a sweater on.
It's cold outside. It's 47 degrees up there.
Are you... Garen, do you have the...
We're good. I got you.
All right.
I'm about to hit start. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Movies award winners.
Here it comes.
Oh, I just got nervous. A Sandra Bullock helps a black person. Football player.
Blindside.
Francis Ford Coppola war movie, Vietnam.
Apocalypse Now.
Jamie Foxx, blind piano player.
Ray.
Tom Cruise, paralyzed soldier.
Oh, born on the 4th of July.
Oh God. Michael Keaton, one shot. A lot of drums.
Oh, Birdman or the Unspeakable Virtue of...
No, we missed it. Jamie Lee Curtis, Kevin Kline, Pixar, Scotland. Pixar, Scotland.
You guys started so strong.
Seven.
So
Brave. Sorry.
It's A Fish Called Wanda and Brave.
And Brave.
Correct.
Len really screwed himself by insisting on saying the entire title of Birdman. Which
bonus
then,
point for knowing the entire title of Birdman.
Well, we would have accepted Birdman. We're not assholes.
I'm sorry.
What was the score on that, Garen?
We got 7.
You got 7 and 7s.
Seven and seven.
All right. Now, what usually happens here, Len, is we call the top two scores back, but I can tell you safely, you will not be getting your call back.
Len, I can only apologize.
That's probably better for my heart, Jimmy, because I'm like nervous.
Oh, boy.
Listen,
you did great. Yeah. I think nothing went wrong there. I mean, the end was a little clunky, but it was just a speed issue. Garen's not the fastest, and you just didn't get the points on the speed.
I think it's a longer pipe from Canada down to LA too. So
that's a really good point.
Question that played into it. There's no question.
If you're ever in town, then call us locally, and you'll see if you do anything.
Absolutely.
Call locally, think globally. All right, goodbye, Len.
Bye, Glenn.
I love you guys.
Oh, love you too, Len.
Len.
I almost called him Glenn. Sorry, Glenn.
Oh, you didn't almost call him. You called him Glenn.
Yeah.
Twice.
Oh no, double dip.
Well, the second time was on purpose.
Glenn and the apology.
Right, I'm getting another phone call. Garen, I can't talk to you right now. I'm getting a call.
Fair enough.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this, please?
Stephen Kerr.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Thank you for the phone.
I'm good.
Name.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, Stephen. I'm going to go see a doctor in a little bit. You know my guy, Dr. Vinny Boombatz.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were doing Sweet Sweet Sugarman.
No. nothing wrong with the throat. No, ENT is fine today. Sugarman has the day off. Got to go deal with some other bullshit. Where are you calling us from, Stephen Kerr? Is Steph Curry a basketball player?
Yeah.
Steph Curry.
Garen, I know you know the fundamentals, but we're not talking about Steph Curry. We're talking about Steve Kerr.
Is that an actual person?
Yes.
Yes, he's the coach of the Golden State Warriors. He's Steph Curry's coach.
I can only apologize.
He played for the Bulls at one point. It was the only reason I know that name.
Michael Jordan punched him in the face in practice.
Yeah.
Whenever you mention basketball, I immediately go to Steph Curry because I want to do filthy things to him.
Oh boy.
Okay. You know what? Save that for your podcast. Yikes. Grab ass with Garen. It's not gonna fly here.
I have an important question. Steven, do you spell that with a PH or a V?
V, yeah, the right way.
Thank God.
Where are you calling us from, Steve? I didn't hear the answer.
Pierce, South Dakota.
Pierce, South Dakota. And are we looking at cold? Or what kind of weather are we looking at today?
It's pretty cold, 30 degrees, I guess. So.
30 degrees Celsius, that would be what? Take 30 away.
And then divide by
that's
two.
That's 0 divided by 2, so it's 0.
It's got to be lower than that.
It's about freezing. Yeah, I think 0 is freezing and 32 is freezing in Fahrenheit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have to do the math that time. This is just straight science.
Science!
I didn't know the math, though.
We were trying to do it because we just talked to someone from Vancouver, and he was teaching us a little bit about the conversion.
Sounds like it's warmer in Vancouver than it is right there in the Dakotas. Mm. Pierce. And what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm an engineer with the state. I do bridge design for the Department of Transportation.
Oh, wow. That sounds fantastic. Right? Infrastructure, they call that.
Yeah, we need that.
We need that.
That's right. Yeah, we need money for that.
Roads, bridges, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Are you married, Steve?
I am, yep.
How old of a guy are you?
31.
31. And how long have you been married?
3 years in September.
Happy birthday. And you you have kids, Steve?
I got one. Yeah, I'm taking care of him right now.
Oh, what's that little guy's name?
Cohen.
Cohen?
Is this Stephen Wright?
Cohen Kerr?
Yeah, Cohen Kerr.
Why would that be Stephen Wright?
He sounds to me like Stephen Wright.
I think it was the way he's talking.
The way
I
he's talking, he just sounds like Stephen Wright. That's for humor. It's not for real.
That's probably better than I usually get, I think. I don't like the sound of my own voice, usually.
Well, you're not alone. Come on, that's fun. Yeah, that joke never would have happened had Garrett not clunked it up with the Stephen Wright bullshit. Mm-hmm. All right, now, how old's your little guy? Four?
He's 10 months.
10 months old. Oh, God. I remember those days. I miss him. Well,
yeah, he's a little guy. Not quite crawling yet.
Well, he will. He'll get there. At, you know, I'm not an expert, but
I don't think he was looking to you for some solace. He was just saying he's not crawling yet.
Nah, I think he's.
No, it'll be fine. Don't worry, Stephen.
He's worried. He's coming to his hero for a little bit of help. All right, now Stephen Kerr, you're doing a great job so far with the call. Now, have you played? You've never played sevens with us before, right?
No, I have not.
You familiar how the game works?
I do, yep.
All right, now here's what's going to happen. Sadly, you are the fourth caller today, so you don't have a choice of players, so you will be partnered up with Elliot, but you do get to choose what category you'd like to play, and if you are in the top two scores, you will go on to the next round.
Okay. So, I suppose I'll go with TV shows, right? That's Elliot's category.
Thank you, sir.
All right, here we go. TV shows, Stephen and Elliot. This guy gets it.
Sure.
So if we do horribly, it is all on me. You have picked the correct category.
All right, here we go. So Elliot will give. You will say it as quickly as you can. You want to get as many as you can to move on to the next round. So please get ready. Here we go. Elliot, please, is your sound up on your machine?
I believe so, yes.
All right, here we go.
It's the machine on.
All right, I'm going to hit start. And 3, 2, 1. Matt and Jimmy's favorite reality show right now. Everybody's running around doing puzzles and things.
Oh, Amazing Race.
Correct. One of the talk shows, I think it's on ABC, the late night.
The View? Oh. No.
The other one.
Jimmy Kimmel?
The other one on NBC.
Oh, James Corden?
No. If you're cooking and you're the best one, it's a reality show.
Top Chef?
Yes. This is about surgery, cosmetic surgery. It was on a cable network.
Nip Tuck?
Yep. Not Oscars, but...
Emmys? Doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a Marvel show about the guys who aren't superheroes.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Correct. All right.
How did he do?
I'm not last.
You're not last, so it's better than 7.
Yeah, 10 is correct,
but it does not. It does not make
how
the final.
How is that even possible?
Well, your last three were. You're saying how was that?
Yeah, how
than
did
you?
He beat you?
How did you?
Because your
me?
Last three were atrocious, Garen.
But it did. Didn't
all
it,
7 of his were?
Didn't it sound like Elliot did way worse?
Yeah,
that's so crazy.
If I may, Stephen, this is not on you. A talk show on a network. Is that a good clue?
I couldn't figure out how not to say Jimmy. And I don't know anything else about... How do I say Jimmy Kimmel without that piece of information?
Yeah,
I should have said late night talk show. That was my big problem.
Yeah, you made a lot of mistakes today.
Yeah,
well,
but...
Every late night show is named Jimmy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you
help.
You got Fallon, you got Kimmel, you got Corden, you got Colbert, you got Letterman.
Yeah, so I did... However, we did...
Jimmy Letterman.
We did get 10.
You got 10.
Unreal. Yes. And
unreal, says Garrett. Here, that's 2 weeks in a row, two tournaments in a row where you've sucked.
He's cheating.
There is no cheating happening.
It's that
here.
Android phone of yours. It's counting wrong.
If anything, that was hurting him, I feel like, because in the past, historically, he's had some tech problems with that phone.
Do you think, Garen, do you think that your grandma wallet is weighing down your phone and not helping you score at all?
At what point do you just realize a phone and a wallet can't be together all the time?
I mean, look at that thing.
It's beautiful.
All right,
the Nightmare on Elm Street titles and VHS cases.
Oh, yeah, but then look how heavy that is on the other side.
At the risk of giving away my only advantage, I do keep my finger next to the phone. I notice a lot of you... You kind of have this.
You're losing.
Yeah,
that's true.
I got 21. You got 10. You want to fucking tell me how to play?
You could have gotten 25, maybe, if you'd been right on.
And you could have got fucked talking like this to your boss, Stephen. I'm sorry to say you did not make the next round, but we certainly appreciate your support and calling in today. Good luck with the little guy.
Thanks.
Bye, Stephen.
All right, bye, Stephen. Stephen, nice young man. Right, he's building bridges. So, this country's so divided right now. Here's a guy bringing us together with bridges.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, Bo and Jeff. That's fun with words, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we got to call those two back. Remember, you thought you were out.
I know, but now the problem is Clint has not written me back.
He's the first guy who called in, right?
Yeah.
But I'm getting a zillion calls.
Can't you tell which ones you answered in the other set?
But it's not showing up. It's weird. I tried to do what you're saying, but they're all...
This is a disaster.
I wish I could filter by... calls I've actually...
Well, by process of elimination, we got to call Len back.
There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way here. Oh, here it is. I got it.
All right, we'll call him.
All right, here we go. We're calling
Clint back.
Oh, it's very loud.
There was chatter that he wouldn't make the...
Hello?
Clint? Hey, Clint. We made it. We're in the finals.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm as surprised as you are, Clint.
Hey, you told me I had a good chance, so I was counting on it.
Oh, that's true. You're right. I was the positive one in the bunch. All right, so here you go. You and Matt, once again, you're gonna go. You're gonna set the score for this round. You're going up against me and Elizabeth. You should know this, Clint. Elizabeth and I did 80s music and got 21 in round one.
That is true.
Oof.
So you're going up against some heat heat here, some hot heat.
So are we doing, do we just do movies again?
If Clint wants to change categories, he's more than happy to.
I thought you just did the highest scored category, don't you? What? Oh, no, you have to beat your original score.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's another option.
Just trying to help.
All right.
He's a learning computer.
Yeah, I love it. All right, here we go. So does he want the same category?
Clint, you want to do movies again?
Yeah. Matt, do you think we should stick with movies or should we go TV shows? What do you think? You're the expert.
I'm tempted to do celebrities. I feel like that's always a high scoring category. But
or do you have to stick with the dance?
Yeah, maybe we should make the rule that you stick with.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. That's your category.
And that's fine. That's a good.
Okay.
That's good. I feel good about it. I hope you feel good about
it. All right,
here we go. This is Paul Rudd. He's a superhero, Marvel superhero.
Ant-Man.
Yep. This is please, Eddie. He's a cartoon. And he lives in a 40s real world. Oh, boy.
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. It's Liam Neeson. He's got a special set of skills.
Taken.
Yep. This is Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny.
Space Jam.
Yep. This is Tom Cruise, and he's an agent, and he's Show Me the Money. Okay, this is this is Will Smith, and he's hunting aliens with Tommy Lee Jones.
Men in Black.
Oh, too late. This is another Marvel movie. They're in outer space, and it's Chris Pratt and those guys.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
That started so strong.
Yeah.
I got 10. That's it, huh?
I'm sorry. I locked up on Jerry Maguire. I
don't think you locked up.
Well, yeah, I couldn't. Oh. I wasn't quick with the clue, and that sort of set us on a bad path. And then Who Framed Roger Rabbit, we were too late. Jerry Maguire, too late. Men in Black, too late. So, yeah, we got 10.
Oh, boy.
So just to confirm how this works, with you and Elizabeth, Jimmy, you have to just beat 10.
That's correct.
Not the 15 from the before. Finals,
that's yeah. right. We just have to beat 10. That's how this round works.
Clint, I'm so sorry.
Stand by, but I don't know why.
You never know. We never know. Okay. I mean,
you're right. I can lock up.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. 80s music.
I've locked up in the past on 80s music.
It's okay. All right, Clint, we will
Clint.
Probably not talk again. Goodbye.
I just came up with a rule for next time, by the way, that I'm very excited with. I think in round two, you have to give the other team the category. You have to...
All right, write this down, Garen, because we will certainly not remember it by the next time.
It's like, okay, so it's you and Clint, and I would give you... you guys have to do 80s music
or sports,
and then you have to give to me. Yeah. You got to do 90s music.
I like that idea. Yeah.
That way it's a little more challenging, but still also attainable.
Yeah. And it's new information.
Right. And it's new information. Exactly. All right. You ready?
All right. I'm going to call Elizabeth.
By the way, I was going to say there's no reason why we couldn't do that today, but we've already moved on. Whoops. Why am I going to Facebook?
Hello?
Elizabeth!
Hi!
All right, now listen, this isn't a surprise to you. You and I are in the second round to go to the finals, okay?
Woohoo!
All right.
Actually, excellent.
So here's what we have to do. We have to beat 10 points. That's all we have to do is beat 10 points.
I don't like that you get to know that. Like, we didn't know
what we were thinking. I get to know it. You're not up against anything!
But now, but you could, you didn't have to tell her that.
She knows it because this might rattle her.
No pressure, Elizabeth. I don't know.
Stay out of it. No smack talking.
I'm very competitive. It's okay.
All right. So here we go, Elizabeth. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let me get my Balabans on.
Balabans.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready, Elizabeth?
Ready.
80s music. Here we go. We just need 10. Here we go. We need 11.
You need 11.
All right. Here it comes. All right.
If you get 10, do we have to do it again?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
All right. Here it comes. One of the Beatles, he got shot.
John Lennon.
Yes. Marvin Gaye's big hit about banging around.
I'm sorry, whose big hit?
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, let's get it on.
Next one. Don't Worry, Be Happy. That guy.
Bobby McFerrin.
Yes. Everybody, This Tonight.
Blank Chung.
Yes. Centerfold, the band that did Centerfold. My Angel is a Centerfold.
Jay Giles Band.
Yes. Celebrate, the band that did Celebrate.
Cool Gang.
Yes. She's Got Big Bosoms, country artist.
Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Oh, that felt like 15.
17.
Wow.
17, but that's enough to get to the final round.
Nice job, guys.
All right, Elizabeth. So here's how this works. You have to now beat your high score of the day, which was 21. In order to win the prize, which we don't know what the prize is, do we?
It's a t-shirt.
You get a t-shirt or something. You get a hat. You get some sort of a trinket from the prize closet. All right. Okay. So here we go. 80s music again. If you beat 21, you get the prize. If not, we say thank you for calling. We enjoyed your company.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Elizabeth, very, very pleasant. All right. Here it comes. Starting 3, 2, 1. Here it comes. Wild Boys, that band. Hungry Like a Wolf.
Duran Duran.
Yes. Rick Astley's big hit. He's Never. Oh, I just fucked
it.
I blew it. I let that one play out. The next one. I'm Only. Oh, shoot. Don't You Want Me, Baby. That band. Next one. Not Debbie Gibson, but. Not Debbie Gibson, but. The other girl.
Tiffany.
Yes. Michael Jackson's big hit about the monsters.
Thriller.
Yes. Michael Hutchence's band.
In Excess.
Yes. A rap group. They did a duet with Aerosmith.
Run DMC.
Yes. All right. There's no way we yeah. All right. We got 11 there, and I'm going to blame myself for all of it.
But you still beat me and Clint's second round. So that's
right.
Impressive.
We're better than you guys. Here's what happened. I said Never as one of the clues.
You started saying the name of the thing you were
and
trying to
so
get.
That one, I just had to let that play out. And then I locked up because the next clue... is the Human League, and I almost gave the clue of that song "You're Only Human,"
which is also as the name of the band.
Yeah. So I locked up, and so that cost us. And then you really blew it with Tiffany. I mean, I couldn't be more clear.
But isn't that the flip flop of what you got in the first round?
Yes, yeah. And she got it like lickety split.
Yeah.
All right, Elizabeth. Thank you for playing.
I enjoyed myself very much. Thank you.
Well, listen. Do we send her anything, or do we just say goodbye? It's over, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, we just say goodbye, I think, Elizabeth.
Okay.
That's love the positive energy.
All right, we'll talk to you very... Hopefully we'll talk or see you soon, Elizabeth. How about that?
I hope so. I'd love for you to come to Kansas City.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what... we got a club there? You got an improv or something? What's there, a funny bone?
We've got an improv, and then there's a new one called Comedy Club of Kansas City.
And
maybe one of those guys can get you out.
I wonder who. I'm not going to do the improv. I can tell you that right now. But I wonder who.
Well, if not, I can go to. I can always go to St. Louis next time. You're
there. Could fuck it up and do that then? Why is it on me to get to you? You come to me. I'm making the trip. You make.
I said I will come to St. Louis if you can't come here.
Oh, why can't we do a show at the University of Missouri? They seem to go well.
Hey, that's not a bad. I got somebody on the ins over there at U of MKC. Yeah. Right, we'll go there. We'll go.
There you go.
We'll rue it up. all right, Elizabeth. I got to go to the doctor. Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we thank everybody for calling in. For those that did try to call in and we couldn't get to, we appreciate you guys and your tenacity in trying to call in and watching Matt panic. Like he says, it's like whack-a-mole trying to shut all the calls down.
He has to turn on Do Not Disturb before you start hanging up on the 17 calls that are coming in.
All right. So we got, we thank Clint. We thank Len. We thank Elizabeth. We thank
Stephen.
Stephen Kerr, of course, right there out of Pierce. Was it South or North Dakota? Remember?
South Dakota.
Pierce, South Dakota.
Nobody's in North Dakota.
Man, I did comedy up there. Is that Bismarck is in North Dakota?
Right? Is that right?
Isn't that the state capital, Bismarck?
Gateway's in one of those.
It's true. I looked it up. Mm-hmm. That's another correction I had to make because I said Wisconsin or...
No, we guessed it. We just guessed. That is, you don't have to correct a guess.
He's still going.
Look, I'm rattled from years and years.
I get it. Yeah, that's fair. All right, listen. Thank you guys for enjoying. I assume you enjoyed this. Very presumptuous of me. Thank you for listening to Tournament of Sevens, our third chapter of it. We'll be doing more of these throughout 2020. We enjoy doing them. We certainly hope you enjoy listening to them. On behalf of the Pop Culture Beast, there he is over there in last place. Shit showing. That's Garen Cockrell. Not that much better for showing. That's our friend Elliot Hochberg over there. TV, movies, this man's game. That's Matt Belknap. And, of course, I'm your hero, Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.